Good morning. At the end of every academic year, it's important to pause. We talk about academic excellence and spiritual vitality, and it's important for us to pause and honor those who, for the last five years, have worked very diligently in their departments. Many of us get focused in on our major, and we tend to know that world very well. But with 14 departments represented on campus and several majors, it's important to recognize that there are other people doing great work besides just in your particular major. And so it's an honor for us to pause and appropriate for us to take a chapel to do that. We will also be pausing, I should mention, tomorrow night. The athletic awards ceremony will be in Hughes tomorrow at 7 p.m. And we'll be honoring our student athletes and for their athletic achievements. And everyone is welcome to attend that service as well at 7 o'clock here in Hughes. We'll be going through the departments. There'll be awards listed on the PowerPoint slides that may not have students actually coming to the platform. But we'll go through the departments. It's a challenge for us. We're going to try to do it alphabetically by department. And my ability is to tell you that we'll start with art, and that'll be with Keith Barker.
For about 30 years, the Senior Merit Award, has been given to the art major with an outstanding senior exhibit, as well as one who has demonstrated a good work ethic and produced exceptional work throughout their time here at Asbury. This year's Senior Award winner is Miss Becky McGuire, so if she could come up. Becky's show was a solid exhibit of her good work done up to this point, and really choosing the winner was not an easy decision for us to make because all our seniors really did great work, so I appreciate that. So we're proud of all our students, and Becky's going to get her award a little bit later today, but I do have an envelope delineating that award, and so she also gets her name engraved in a plaque as well, so we'll be doing that for her. So congratulations, Becky. Thanks.
Can I have David Essery, Amanda Newcomb, Katie Ryder, and Kayla Slavin come forward, please. Each year, the psychology area issues two awards, one for outstanding academic achievement and one that is referred to as the Lee Fisher Psy-Chi Award for Leadership, Service, Excellence, and Character. And it's my privilege to recognize Katie Ryder as the winner of our academic achievement award, Katie. And Kayla Slavin is our winner of the Lee Fisher Psy-Chi Award for Leadership, Service, Excellence, and Character.
In social work, David Essery is the winner for Outstanding Academic Achievement this year. And the award for Excellence in Leadership and Service goes to Amanda Newcomb.
On behalf of the Bible, Theology, and Philosophy Department, I would like to call to the platform Lindsay Kevron and Lauren Foldy. Both of these young women are being honored for highest academic achievement, Lindsay in Bible and Theology and Lauren in Philosophy. Both of these young women are preparing to go to graduate school to study theology, to prepare for careers in ministry, leadership, theology and biblical studies, and we're really proud of them. Don't be bashful. You can come on up. Lindsay, I remember about 5 years ago having lunch with you and your mom when you were a prospective student, and we were talking about what college to go to. It is our delight that you came here and performed so admirably. Congratulations to you. Lauren, what can I say? You have been in a number of my classes, even trudging through Greek now. You are an outstanding student, and we wish you the very, very best, and congratulations for your award.
The Department of Business, Economics, and Political Science endeavors to send students out into the business world who are not only well-equipped to be viable professionals, but to be people who also make a significant difference in their organizations and among the people with whom they work. To do this, our students need to have strong personal integrity, an ethic of responsibility, and a knowledge base that generates respect among their colleagues. This year, we'd like to recognize two of our students who have demonstrated exemplary performance both in and out of the classroom, and who embody the characteristics we seek to foster. In the discipline of accounting, we would like to recognize Bill Bamford. In addition to Bill's exceptional performance in the classroom, he's an active member of the Salvation Army, Asbury Chorale, Asbury Business Club, and he works weekly with students to further their understanding of accounting. Bill has been accepted into the University of Kentucky's Accelerated Master's in Accounting program, and he will begin that program in the fall semester. Congratulations to Bill. In the area of business management, we would like to recognize Joshua Howard. Josh is a stellar student and servant leader. He served this year as student body president. He's also a Congressional Award Gold Medal recipient for service and personal development, and has represented our institution this year at student colloquies around the country on economics and public policy. Josh has been selected to receive a one-year fellowship with the John Jay Institute that's scheduled to begin this fall, where he will continue his studies. Congratulations.
The Department of Christian Ministries is pleased to award to Courtney Ripito, Zach Shaner, and David Rutledge today, if they would come to the platform, please. Courtney is being presented with the North American Professors of Christian Education Scholastic Award. This is in honor of her academic achievement and also commitment to the field of Christian education and promise of future leadership. Courtney, congratulations. Zach is being presented with the Association of Youth Ministry Educators Scholastic Award, which is based on exemplary Christian character, proven academic excellence, meaningful involvement in youth ministry, and exceptional potential for future youth ministry impact. He's already accepted a position at a church in Florida. Congratulations, Zach. David Rutledge is receiving the E. Stanley Jones Scholastic Award in Missions for outstanding academic achievement, consistent engagement in missional activity, and potential for future leadership in missions. David, we congratulate you.
Could the following four students come forward now for recognition by the Communication Arts Department? Taylor Darden, Carissa Markin, Deanna Morono, and Ian Slater. The Communication Arts Department is pleased to honor one person in each of its four majors for academic excellence in their coursework here at Asbury University. In the Theater and Cinema Arts Performance major, the 2010 award goes to a student who Professor Day says has an innate desire to learn, explore, and understand theater and every subject that interests him, a desire that will serve him well wherever God leads him. Taylor Darden. Professor Bandy in the Media Communication Department called the next recipient a dedicated scholar who takes her God-given commitment to excellence seriously. The MediaCom Award for Academic Excellence goes to Carissa Markin. Professor Wheeler writes of the winner of this year's Journalism Academic Excellence Award, whether Deanna is investigating the problem of horse abandonment in Kentucky or chasing down a stray hot air balloon during an emergency landing, you can always count on her to put passion and personality into her stories. Congratulations to Deanna Morano. Our final ComArts recipient was lauded by professors in his communications major. Dr. Hillis says he does graduate-level work in an undergraduate setting, while Prof. Kerr commended his desire to excel, assist others, and outstanding communication skills. Ian Slater.
The School of Education invites the following education candidates to come forward: Matt Olson, Christina Sutherland, Aaron Flanagan, and Morgan Lloyd. In the words of William Arthur Ward, the mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, and the great teacher inspires. The task of the inspiring teacher is to engage apparently ordinary students to exert unusual and exceptional effort, thereby accomplishing extraordinary dreams. The School of Education selects individuals who have strong achievement, demonstrate leadership, engage in service to others, and invest in improving the lives of all students. We affirm as a School of Education that the following individuals demonstrate a desire to inspire and challenge the lives of students to accomplish the extraordinary. As education faculty, we offer a blessing for each of these recipients who will invest in the profession of education and, more importantly, the lives of children and youth. Congratulations goes to Matt Olson, who has outstanding achievement in our ACHIEVE program, which is our adult program for working professionals. Matt? Christina Sutherland for outstanding achievement in elementary education. Aaron Flanagan, outstanding achievement in P-12 education in the area of music. And Morgan Lloyd, outstanding achievement in secondary education in the area of English.
On behalf of the English department, I'd like to call Heather Krause, Amanda Louie, Jennifer Opperman, and Anna Rimmelsbach to the platform. And while they're making their way forward, I also want to recognize two juniors. We in the department give two scholarships each year to two outstanding juniors in the area of English education, which is the Brubaker Scholarship. And this year that scholarship is awarded to Vicky Hawk. And we also award the Putney Scholarship to an outstanding junior in the area of English, and this year the recipient of the Putney Scholarship is Aaron Calder. We have three majors and then one minor that we want to recognize, and for the outstanding academic achievement for a senior majoring in creative writing, this year's award goes to Heather Krause. outstanding academic achievement for a senior majoring in English education. This year's recipient is Jennifer Opperman. And then our outstanding academic achievement for a senior majoring in English, this year's recipient is Amanda Louie. And finally, we don't have a major in English as a second language, but we do have a minor, and this year's recipient for outstanding academic achievement in English as a second language goes to Anna Rimmelsbach.
I would like to invite Jenny Shearer and Miranda Wiley to come forward. They are representatives of the Health and Physical Education and Recreation Department. They are co-winners this year. Jenny is from Troutville, Virginia. Miranda is from Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. Jenny, many of you athletes have seen her in the training room this year. She has been assisting Matt Lewis with a lot of the work there. She's going on to complete her further education at Baylor University starting in the fall. Miranda is going to be finishing up her student teaching, I believe, in the fall. She's a dual major in health, physical education, exercise science. Jenny is a major in our pre-physical therapy program. We want to wish both of them well and congratulate them on behalf of HPER. Jenny?
On behalf of the History Department, I would like to invite Emma Sleeth, Jennifer Vanderlucht, and Carissa Markin to please come to the platform. The History Department highest academic achievement for a senior graduating in history this year goes to Emma Catherine Sleeth. We have a special recognition for academic achievement for a senior graduating in history in 2010, Carissa Ann Markin. Ms. Markin had three majors and did very well in all three.
Would Ben Clapp please come to the platform? We have an outstanding group of seniors again in mathematics this year, and Ben is representative of those. As you can tell from his approach that he has a lot of experience in modeling. He served on our modeling team several years with outstanding results. Ben is an exceptional student, exceptional logic and argument, and he has been accepted for a PhD program at the Air Force Institute of Technology, a place where I taught for several years, and has one of the most outstanding operations research PhD programs in the country. Please congratulate Ben Clapp for outstanding senior mathematics.
On behalf of the music department, I would like to recognize our outstanding senior of this year, Aaron Flanagan, if you would please come forward.
Invite to the stage Prerna Agamkar, who is already on the stage, Lucas Rohrer, and Valerie Dodd. Since those two are on their way and Prerna is here, I will present to her the Outstanding Senior in Biology Award and comment that she's heading to medical school at Wright State University And most of you know her not as Prerna, but as the Natural Sciences Department's own little slice of Bollywood. Bali Agamkar. We have more than one major in the Department of Natural Sciences, and so we do want to present an Outstanding Senior in Chemistry Award this year to this young man here on my right who will be attending the graduate program here at Asbury University in Chemistry Education. The Outstanding Senior in Chemistry Award is for Lucas Rohrer. There is an award called the Kenyon Science Award, which includes both students in the natural sciences as well as mathematics. And this award is given by the faculty as well as fellow students. This is for academic achievement as well as aggressive attitude toward learning, significant congeniality, which she questioned when I first told her about that. But I believe it to be true. And a Christian confession and witness. This year's Kenyon Science Award recipient is Miss Valerie Val Dodd.
I speak for all the faculty of World Languages when I say that we are very proud of all of our students. But today the department, excuse me, it's H1N1. Today the department would like to recognize three graduating seniors with high academic honors. For ancient languages, Mr. Alan Benningfield. For French, Ms. Marilyn Campbell. And for Spanish, Mr. Alex Stotz. If you come forward. As they creep to the podium, I will share some other good news they all have. Mr. Benningfield is headed for a fine graduate program in ancient languages, classics. Mr. Stotz has won a prestigious scholarship sponsored by Sigma Delta Pi. He'll journey to Spain this summer. And Ms. Campbell can't be with us because she is presently in Spain on a study abroad program.
The next four awards that we'll be giving out, or recognitions, I should say, are who's who among students, American colleges and universities, followed by Josh Howard will be introducing next year's student body officers. After that, Mr. Paul Stevens will present our Servant Leadership Awards. And then after that, Dr. David Coulette will have some special comments regarding a recent ROTC commissioning, and those four will follow without any more introduction. It's my pleasure now to honor the outstanding seniors for who's who among students in American universities and colleges. The following criteria for membership selection is released by the National Office for Who's Who Among Students in American Universities and Colleges, and includes scholarship, participation in leadership in academic and extracurricular activities, citizenship and service to the school, and potential for future achievements. In no particular order, I don't want to give away any voting or anything like that. The senior class, as you know, votes and narrows it down to 20 from the senior class. Ballots are sent out of those who qualify. And then from those 20, the faculty then narrow it down to 10. And these 10 are now on the platform. First one we want to present to is Prerna Agamkar. David Brenneman. Josh Howard. Christina Humason. Kara Loffenberger. Kelsey Miller. Joseph Nunez. Christopher Sneff. Jenny Shear. And Sarah Yates.
Morning, Asbury University. It has been my pleasure and privilege to serve as your representative for this past year. And today it is my honor to present to you a young lady in whose leadership potential I don't think needs any introduction in this campus. You voted for her. You know who she is. I think she'll do an excellent job. I'm proud to see where she takes the student body and how she represents you. I think beyond her leadership potential, her compassion for students is her best quality. And it is my honor to present to you today, Madam Student Body President-elect for 2010-2011, Savannah Nisbet.
It is my great privilege to present and formally recognize this year's recipients of the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award. If the recipients could please make their way to the stage at this time. This is the 11th anniversary of Asbury University annually honoring four juniors who embody what it means to be a servant leader both on and off campus. Through an ongoing partnership with the Barney II and Moore Foundations, Asbury University is part of an international network of institutions that will be honoring over 200 student leaders who give of themselves in service to their communities. Each recipient will receive a cash award of $750 to be used at his or her discretion, and an additional donation of $250 will be directed to a charitable organization of their choice. Additionally, each will be presented a sculpture entitled The Divine Servant at a luncheon this afternoon. The award is named after retired education professor Roy Lauder, who has been a tireless servant through his teaching, preaching, mentoring, counseling, and mission work across the globe. We are delighted to have Professor Lauder with us here this morning. Allow me to present the Roy L. Lauder Servant Leadership Award recipients for 2010, Cassandra Ernst, Jeffrey O'Field, Emily Stein, and Kimmy White.
Cadet Mark Workman, please join me on the platform. Since my primary means of Air Force leadership training was watching reruns of I Dream of Jeannie, unfortunately I turned into Dr. Bellows. I'm particularly impressed with the preparation that our Asbury ROTC cadets experience. They complete an extensive four-year course in physical conditioning and leadership training. This training is critical because within months of their graduation from Asbury, they will be responsible for resources and personnel that rival the responsibilities of mid-career managers in civilian careers. On May 7th, Cadet Workman will be commissioned as an Army Second Lieutenant in the Medical Service Corps. He'll be assigned to the 4th Brigade, 25th Infantry Division at Fort Richardson, Alaska, where he will serve as a medevac officer. When our troops get hurt, medevac goes in and gets them to a safe place. Would you please join me in congratulating Mark for this upcoming commissioning and his new assignment?